flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins to the foul line, lost the ball, turnover. Here comes Levine. He's off to the races. Takes it right down Broadway between two guards, goes up and in and scores.
That's how you do it. Nobody stops you. Just take it to the hole.
Levine with a three off the dribble, knocked it in left sideline.
The thing about him, too, is you can guard him well. He just jumps over you. I mean, he gets up on his jump shots.
Zach LaVine comes left, bounce pass Vucevic right down the lane. Nobody stopped him.
Well, Steph just left him. He was there and he just kept going.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It's such a fun audience right now. And what I mean by audience, yes, I do mean all of you listening, but even you, Grandy, or anyone you're having a conversation with about Warrior basketball right now. I honestly think we can all convince each other of just about anything. If it means new players. I could, like, give me 5 minutes and, like, debate class in high school, I can draft an argument that will make you want to do the deal. You don't even need to know what the deal is. You'll say yes. You'll say yes. So now do you want Zach LaVine?
I mean, Zach LaVine would make this Warrior team better.
Without knowing who's going out.
Without knowing who's going out.
Okay.
I mean, he would immediately become, by a mile, this team's second best offensive player.
Yeah. Gosh, on certain nights, he'd be their best.
Yeah. And the Warriors honestly need that.
Okay. So do you want to hear the deal?
Yes.
All right, here is the deal. The San Francisco Giants have sent left-handed pitcher Taylor Rogers to the Reds for right-handed pitcher Braxton Roxby.
Oh, Braxton Roxby.
Oh, sorry, that's the deal. That actually happened. That actually happened an hour and a half ago. That's right, Braxton Roxby.
Braxton Roxby.
Yes, he is now a Giant. He's never played in the bigs before.
And $12 million of spending space.
Oh, they got flexibility so they can
read
go
between
out there.
The lines.
Oh, wait, sorry, no one's left. They're all Dodgers. Anyway.
They have optionality.
Swear you can't count to 10 without the Dodgers signing someone. Did anyone know the Dodgers had this many roster spots open? What the hell's going on?
And who's not on their team this year?
Yeah, they signed Kirby Yates last night. The best reliever available for the third week in a row. Anyway, back to Wiggins. So, this is just the thing that Steph Curry hates the most. So I figured, you know, let's do it.
Oh, are you on the ESPN trade machine?
I'm on the ESPN trade machine because what I'm looking for, and if you've never been on the trade machine before, you got to put all the stuff in there and the finances have to work. And sometimes even when the finances work, it doesn't work because of quirky rules that we don't know about. So you have to put all of this in and then you have to, it's a very, very, it's a big moment when you click try this trade. It's a big moment.
And then when you get the green, it's this like, trade works.
Yes.
A real sense of accomplishment.
It's like winning the lottery. Yeah.
Or so not. I am Mike Dunleavy.
Maybe not winning the lottery, but it's like with scratch off that actually, like, even if it's just $2, you're like, hey.
I want another ticket.
That's right. I want another ticket. So when you get that big green box that says this trade is successful, you do. You blow on the back of your fingernails. You're like, hey, look at the big brain on Mark. So here it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The Warriors will acquire Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic in exchange for
okay.
Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Gary Payton II, Kyle Anderson, and Kevon Looney. A 5-for-2 deal that obviously would call for some roster gymnastics
yep.
because you would need to add players, but this deal does give you almost $2 million in wiggle room because $2 million plus would be going out, $2 million plus more would be going out
than coming in.
Than what's coming in. And with that, you can, I think you can move some things around a little bit.
And there would be a third and maybe a fourth team involved, and then all the pieces get shifted different areas, and you could have another player coming in, send in another one, and there's ways to make it all work. It's just way more convoluted than just this, but there is a way for the Warriors to get rid of five players and have room for those two.
Yep, and again, yeah. So it's Andrew, and again, I want to say how this came together. This was not me, like, handpicking the players that I want gone or anything like that. It's twofold. A, does it work financially? B, is it something that would help the Bulls? Yes, I like to think about trades in such a way that, like, the other team would actually want to do it. I because that's the way it works. The Bulls are going to have to want to do this. So what would they get?
Such a downer. Let's trade Looney for Giannis.
Wiggins is still a good player.
Yeah.
So you're getting Wiggins and you're turning essentially your wing scorer, you're turning him from a $43 million player to a $26 million player, but still getting some production. So that's what you're signing up for. And only one other contract is not expiring. And that would be Kyle Anderson, which is manageable. He's a Swiss Army knife and he's making $8.7 million. Other than that, you are freeing yourself up of these large contracts and turning two non-expiring deals into three expiring deals that when added up together would equal $30 million.
I also think, and this honestly, it might be a reason why Warrior fans might be frustrated. If say a Zach LaVine trade were to happen and the Warriors were to acquire LaVine within the next 8 days, right? 8 days minus 3 hours. That's the trade deadline. Noon Thursday of next week. Is Zach LaVine has been available to be acquired for a long time, and it is one of the most difficult contracts to trade in the NBA.
Yes.
Not quite as bad as Bradley Beal because he has a no-trade clause, and the money is pretty ugly there as well. The Bulls were shopping, or reportedly shopping, Zach LaVine all offseason. The Warriors did not bite. They had absolutely no interest
None.
In biting. And it was so bad for Chicago that, according to reports, they were willing to attach a first-round pick to Zach LaVine just to get him out of there. And the Warriors, again, no interest in it. So I think that this would be a move. If that's what it was, it would make the Warriors a better basketball team. You get a floor spacing big, and you get a two or a three, a wing that can score like few other wings in the NBA. Those are two positions the Warriors desperately need,
right?
Like really, really badly. So I think it would make this Warrior team a lot better. But I think there would be some frustration as well because this could have been a deal, at least the LaVine portion of it, that you could have got done before the season even began.
Don't forget, Andrew Wiggins, his name was on that list too. Of the, hey, does anybody want this player? And the whole league went, no. So it wasn't just Zach LaVine. Wiggins was that guy last offseason also. Lesser degree. So let me run through the names again, but also add this, and I should have said this the first time around. If the Bulls were interested in this, because some people are asking why would the Bulls do that? Part of it is $30 million in expiring contracts. You turn right now, Vucevic and Levine are making a combined 63. You would turn almost half of that immediately into expiring money. So that's good. You're probably going to have to attach a pick or two. I don't know about two, certainly not two first rounders. Two second rounders, one first rounder, something like that.
Maybe, I don't know. They've been trying for a long time to get rid of the Levine contract.
Yes, they have.
And they haven't been able to.
So I know.
And they were willing to attach a pick to it in the offseason.
Like when you're the Bulls.
Levine and a pick to get out of here.
I know. You are exactly right.
Not the other way around.
So a lot of people will go, why would you do those players for those players? Like Levine and Vucevic are the two best players in the deal. Right. I don't think the Bulls care about that. The Bulls will care about two things. Get off the money and get draft assets if they can. But yeah, I'm with you. Remember, you're throwing in Vucevic too.
Yeah.
So maybe that does lead to a future one. But the players are Andrew Wiggins, and I'm just throwing this out because it works. It adds up financially. I got the big green. This trade is successful. Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Gary Payton II, Kyle Anderson, and Kevon Looney in exchange for both Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic. Mm. You in?
I think I'm in on that.
I already know you're in.
I'm in on that. The starting lineup would look like what? It would be Steph Curry along with Zach LaVine.
Sure.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga when he's back.
Draymond Green.
And Vuce.
And Nikola Vucevic.
Can Kuminga play the three?
With Vucevic and LaVine along with Steph, yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why Kuminga can't play the three right now is because there's not enough shooting elsewhere.
I'll buy that, but also be open to the idea that Kuminga still anchors your second unit and plays 30 minutes a night, and you could sub in a Moody or anything like that in that spot also.
Or a Pajemski.
Or a Pajemski, yep.
Or a Buddy Hield.
Yep. or a Buddy Hield. Yes, you could. You could add in.
I think that Warrior team, that group is loads better than this current one.
It's intriguing. I don't know if anything like this is on the table, but I will say this. When you tell me that Anthony Slater and Marcus Thompson collectively put Zach LaVine's name in writing, I am going to trust that that is something that is being discussed.
And say something along the lines of people inside the building are, quote, intrigued.
Well,
more so than just, hey, here's a possibility.
I can't wait to see how they make that salary work. Because the next question, I know it seems to be the only one you want to answer right now, is does it make the Warriors better? Okay, check.
What is it costing them down the road, though?
What are we doing 2 and 3 years from now with that contract? What does it mean for Jonathan Kuminga? What does it mean for everybody involved? What does it mean? Because LaVine's got two more years after this one at big dollars. Big dollars. And Vucevic has one more year at mid-range dollars, too. So you're gonna then, like, just think about next year alone. Steph, 60. Draymond, 26. Zach LaVine, 46. Nikola Vucevic, 21. And then Kuminga's going to be like,
where's my money?
And can you do anything?
Maybe not with both of them, yeah. But you could then turn around and trade Vucevic right after you have him for 3 months.
Maybe you could. Okay, Warriors hosting the Thunder tonight. Warriors Live with Evan Giddings is at 6 p.m. and it's presented by Xfinity Stream Sports. From the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. 888-957-9570. What do the Warriors do well? How would you answer that question? We will take your calls right now and also coming up next tell you about the knockout tournament, 45 minutes away from keyword time and your chance to win your way in. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.